From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Sales of yogurt and breakfast cereal have been sliding over the years, which has made the competition among big packaged food makers like General Mills all the more intense. General Mills reported earnings today and beat expectations, but its stock is still down more than 1% in pre-market trading, and it's down 22% year over year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on how the company's been trying to lure back consumers.
There used to be a time when General Mills Yoplait ruled the yogurt shelf. Then, says Brian Todd with the Food Institute, the Greek yogurt thing happened.
They've been trying to make up that space ever since.
That's just part of General Mills' problem. Overall, the packaged food industry, with U.S. sales at about $380 billion, continues to struggle as consumers look for less processed foods. Todd says General Mills is responding with cleaner recipes and buying boutique-y brands.
Recently, they started investing in a company called Good Belly that does probiotic foods. They just announced a new yogurt brand, a higher protein, lower calorie version that will be out there to try to compete.
But General Mills and its competitors have a very basic problem with consumers, says Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Michael Halen.
They don't trust mass-produced food, and they don't trust the intentions of the companies.
ConAgra and Pinnacle have seen some recent success producing healthier products, and General Mills is playing catch-up. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.